Hello, welcome to This or That, the Would You Rather comedy podcast. I'm your host, Joshua. With me today, as always, are Chris.
Hello.
And Danielle.
Hello.
Today's topic is listener submitted by Mario's from Facebook.
Oh.
Mario's would like us to talk about, would you rather have your penis get a paper cut on its head once a day for 10 days straight, or have one of your fingers cut off once a day for 10 days straight?
I'm just going to say that I feel like I already know my choice.
Yeah, seriously.
Being someone who has no penis.
So let's get that out of the way, Danielle. You have a penis.
Wait, what?
You have a penis.
Right now. You have a penis.
Right now. Do we need to pause the episode so you can check it out for the first time?
Yeah, and look at it in its majesty. No, I'm good.
Right now.
It's grandeur.
Did you start singing right now?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Because you have a penis right now.
Right now. Hey, it's your penis. Right now. Sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Joshua.
Good god. No, no. Do you guys have questions?
Do my fingers grow back?
I think it has to, because otherwise at the end of 10 days you will be fingerless.
Right, because I mean, yeah. Like, I'm going to suffer.
Getting a small cut on your wang is awful, but having no fingers after 10 days
is worse.
Okay, and so
how are they being cut off? How are they being cut off?
Yeah, that was my question.
They are being cut off with just a big-ass butcher knife.
So, like, Four Rooms style-y? Isn't that what they did in Four Rooms?
Yes, that's what they did in Four Rooms, and that's the way it's... That's actually what I was thinking of.
Okay,
fair enough. Butcher knife. So it's pretty quick, right?
It's pretty quick.
But it's also incredibly painful.
Who's given...
It's pretty quick, and then over the course of the next 24 hours, it will grow back to be exactly the same as it was when it got chopped off.
So I'll have a baby hand like Deadpool...
You will have a Deadpool baby. It's a finger, but finger. Yeah.
Where on my wang is the paper? Where on my wang are the paper cuts? And who's giving me these paper cuts? Are these self-administered?
In both cases, you're doing it yourself.
Oh gosh! Just the anticipation.
It's on the head of your wang. You don't need to go for your wang hole, though, because man, oh, Molly.
It's your wang hole. Hey!
And let's just say it has to be at least... The cut has to be 1 inch long.
This is a little... I mean, okay. So here's the thing. This is not tough. Like, I already know what I'm doing. It's just, I really don't want to do
this. It's just going to suck.
I just really don't want to get paper cuts on my wang.
That's what you're going for, really?
Yeah, of course it is. It's going to hurt.
Holy shit.
It's going to hurt a lot less.
I'm not sure about that.
Than chopping off your finger?
Okay, in as much as the head of one's penis is filled with nerves, think about what your hands do all day. All they do is feel things. They're incredibly nerve-laden.
Yeah.
I mean, I have a paper cut on my...
wang.
Oh, it's not even a paper cut. I keep a stash of utensils in one of the drawers in my filing cabinet at work, and I was digging around for a stick of meat.
One of your what?
Drawers in the filing cabinet at work.
I'm sorry, you were digging around for meat?
Yeah, for a meat stick. I keep emergency snacks. Sometimes you get hungry. And as I was digging around for a meat stick...
And where were you digging around for the meat stick?
In the fucking drawer.
Okay, that's what I thought.
It's one of the few remnants of my Massachusetts accent. Anyway.
I was rummaging around for my meat.
I was rummaging, around for a stick of meat. You know, it's just like when Chris tries to find his wang to go pee.
Did you look for meat in your car that you...
Fuck you.
That you packed?
You're such a schmo. Anyway, so I was digging around in the drawer for a meat stick, and my hand encountered a serrated steak knife that I also had in there.
For the meat, presumably.
Now, the stick you just eat with your hand. You don't need a knife for that. But anyway, it's one of those things where you don't really realize that you're cutting yourself until after you're like, oh shit, I just cut myself. And oh man, oh Molly, this is shallow as hell. It's just on the right side of the pad of my middle finger, and it is fucking, it's awful. It's real bad. It's causing me some serious problems.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now multiply that by a billion, because you chop your finger off, and then the next day, you have to chop your finger off again. Like, it's just that's just a lot of chopping your finger off.
A lot of finger chopping. You don't think you'd get used to it after a day or three?
No, I don't think I would get used to chopping my finger off in a day or three.
This whole thing blows.
I don't think so, that's a thing you get used to. I don't think I'm going to get used to either of these things. I just think that the even one-inch long cuts on my wang aren't going to be as painful long-term. And by long-term, I mean, like, throughout the day. As cutting off my fucking finger.
So, I'm sorry. I don't know if this was mentioned before, but just to clarify, the cuts, do they just heal at the normal rate so eventually you may have, like, 9 or 10 cuts in various states of repair?
Let's say they also repair themselves over the 24-hour period.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Then that's even better. Done and done. Cutting my... Yeah, let's get my wang cut up. Let's cut up my wang.
Hey! Cut my wang up!
We can fillet it.
Right now.
I can do anything with that song.
Yeah, no, it's great.
Okay, so here's where I'm going with this.
Lay it on me.
I have seen movies like Ex Machina where Oscar Isaac, spoiler. Oh!
Yeah, we've mentioned the slow stab before.
Yeah, he gets stabbed real slow. I've seen things like Sympathy for Mr. Vengeance, where that guy gets his Achilles tendon cut in the like bottom of a dirty-ass lake.
Oy vey.
And you see his foot like collapse in on itself because it can't hold his weight up anymore.
That's rough.
And I granted, those are movies.
Yeah.
But with the finger chopping, you don't have to worry about precision. You just have to get it done.
Get her done.
With the paper cut, I'm going to be like, okay, I want to do this with the exact right amount of force so that it will do 1 inch and 1 inch only. And that's way worse.
Yeah.
No.
I'm gonna disagree. Put this into terms that some of the ladies might understand and potentially some of the men. If anyone has ever waxed off their upper lip hair, it's pretty painful. Like, it goes away in a second. But the worst thing about it is just the anticipation of tearing that wax strip off. And that would be the tough thing about cutting my wang up. Is just
I thought you were comparing waxing your lip to chopping off your finger.
Oh, yeah, it's totally the same.
I was about to, like, talk shit about this, but then I was like, oh, no, wait, she's on my side. This is helping my argument.
I understand that the anticipation is going to be the worst part. I mean, frankly, the anticipation for both of them is going to be the worst part. Like, you're going to chop off your finger, and then you're going to know in 24 hours, you're going to have to do that again, and it's going to hurt like a motherfucker. And it's not like it's just going to hurt for a little bit and then go away. It's going to hurt for a really long time, like 24 hours, and then it will go away. Just like, but it's going to hurt a lot more. Then the cut on your wang, which is also going away in 24 hours. Like, why am I cutting off my limbs? Limbs? Is it a limb? Is your finger a limb?
Appendage?
No.
Appendage? I don't know.
It's a digit?
A digit?
Appendix?
A part of my limb? Whatever. The point is, if the negative impacts, including the pain, are going away in 24 hours for both of these, why would you pick the thing that is more traumatic?
I think one thing to think about with the fingers as well is the fact that during that day, you're going to have a finger that's missing. What if you? Yeah. What if it's a thumb that you have to cut off that day?
Sooner or later, you're going to have to cut off both of them.
Yeah, like it's Monday and I cut off my pinky. Not a big deal. Tuesday, cut off my ring finger. Not the end of the world. Wednesday, well, shit, now I can't flip people off. Thursday, can't point at anybody.
This isn't a problem.
Friday,
After 24 hours, your pinky has grown back.
Yeah,
so you just
I know
cut your
that,
pinky off
saying,
over and over and over again.
Just cut your pinky off over and over again.
Oh, I thought you had to cut off a different finger every day. Isn't that what he said?
No, no, no. You cut off a finger.
Go through all 10? Oh.
I mean...
You just have to cut off a finger.
Yeah, we're just cutting off a finger.
Oh, I thought it was...
This doesn't change it for me. Again, no, fundamentally.
No, Gretchen, I do think our listener's topic, I think he meant for it to be so at the end of the 10 days you don't have fingers, but I think that makes it way too easy to pick.
I'll be honest. It's kind of tough, man.
Plural Mario, I don't think that makes it equitable. It's just, yeah, you have to have the fingers grow back.
Plural Mario, really?
Plural Mario, that's his name, Marius.
Oh my gosh.
I'm assuming that's Greek, yeah?
Maybe. The point is, if all negative effects, including the pain and trauma and everything, go away after 24 hours, why wouldn't you pick the thing that is less traumatic?
Because it would be easier to do in the moment. Do the one that's more traumatic.
I don't see how you think that. I don't know why.
Because I understand anticipation and the quickness of the action.
It's quick either way, and it's the same amount. And it's the same amount of anticipation either way. Like, I go get a piece of paper, and I put it up to my wang, and I run it across, and I go, ow, that hurts. And then I put an ice cube on it, and yeah. And then I wait 24 hours, and then I do it again. Versus, I mean, it's the same thing. Like, putting my hand on my... where am I even doing this? Do you know how much blood there's going to be? I'm going to have to clean... I'm going to have to clean a bloody kitchen. I'm going to have to get a new chopping block. I'm going to have to probably get a new knife, because that's gross. I guess I could clean it, but it's still gross. Like, that's always going to be the knife I use to chop off 10 fingers. Like, I'm never going to want to use that knife for anything else.
Yeah. Well, you're never going to want to write on that paper either.
Well, that's fine. Like, not the end of the world to recycle a piece of paper.
Wait, what?
With your wang blood on it.
With my wang blood on it.
That's my wang blood. Huh?
With your wang sauce.
Right now. With your wang blood.
You gotta say wang sauce.
Wang sauce. That is not the preferred wang
sauce.
That
is something completely different.
I know, right?
You're making all the new wang holes.
Oh my god.
And yeah.
Okay, I think we're not convincing each other on this. Have you decided definitively?
Yeah, I think I got a sense of what I want to do here.
Can you tell us what it is
and
why?
So, you're the tiebreaker.
I just got a wang and it's so beautiful and clean.
Oh my god, you guys are boasting.
Wait, it's clean?
It's a velvety soft.
What? Have you been lotioning it?
You guys
it looks
are
to
fucking...
me like a kitten, like, why don't you love me? And then I'm like, fuck, I'm sorry, you, I'm cutting you up, wang. Yeah, I can't cut a finger off, dude.
Wait, so you're not doing the finger?
Oh, you're on my side. Damn, that took a switch.
I don't think this has ever happened where Chris and I have agreed on something.
I don't think it has either.
Yeah, no. I mean, I'll just deal with it, dude. I mean, it's going to suck. I've got this penis for the first time ever, and it's going to be traumatized every day for 10 days.
Totally.
So, you know, the breaking in period, so to speak, is not going to be what I'd like it to be. But, I mean... Seriously, I'm imagining myself, like, with a cleaver, or a kitchen knife in this case, just holding it up. Try to see, like, can I cut the pinky off without hitting anything else? Without the knife rebounding and stabbing me in the face? Like,
oh, God, yeah, you'd pray for a clean cut, but you're not always going to get that. Like, what if you have
Joshua,
to go again?
Like, I'd have to cut it like I'm cutting an onion. Like, start with, ram it down. With the tip already on the cutting board, you know that's going to take more than one slice. You know how clumsy I am more than anyone, Joshua. You see me walk into shit all the time. I walk into the edge of our door probably twice a week. I end up with these random bruises on the inside of my shoulder blade. And I'm like, oh, it's because I walked into the door again. I mean.
Also, you're going to have significant blood loss. You're going to have to perform first aid on yourself while you're bleeding from losing a finger.
Yeah.
I don't even think I could perform that kind of first aid on myself if I had all my fingers, let alone one less finger and, spurting blood out of my hand. Josh, you're wrong.
What?
This is ridiculous. The more...
The bloody mess wouldn't freak
no.
me out. It would just be the, oh shit, what now? Like, grab a towel. It'd be fine. I'll just cut my wang up. I'll get real good at being precise.
Yeah.
With paper cuts.
You know what, Danielle? We can cut each other's wangs.
I was going to ask that, if it changes it if we cut each other's wangs or fingers.
No.
Yeah, because I trust another person to do it even less than myself.
I am ready to just call shenanigans on this episode and just be like, hey, listener, Marios, tell us what you think and you win the fucking episode.
That's okay, you can't do that because you lost.
I know.
Besides,
I understand
if he picked your side, it'd still be a tie.
I still want to know what he has to say, so
Marios, write us back on Facebook
and let us know.
Yeah, Mario.
All right, so we're decided.
We're decided. Yeah.
Thanks for listening to another episode of This or That. This week we discussed cutting off digits, cutting into digits. Is your penis a digit?
I don't know. Is it?
Which would you choose? Email us at trtpodcast@gmail.com. Tweet us at trtpodcast or pop on by our Facebook page and say hi. If you have a great idea for a topic, send us an email or reach out to us on Facebook. And don't forget to give us your name and where you're from so we can give you a shout out. If you like the show, tell your friends and do us a favor and rate us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you got this episode. And be sure to join us next week when we'll be discussing two more things on This or That.